So, John, what do you think about that voice control?
Well, I don't know really, mate. You know, I mean, regional accents might be a bit difficult on the series.
Welcome to Bagel Tech. Let's ignore iPhone! Yay! Oh, we're at the Elmer Group. They're a brilliant bunch. They're all here. They're all taking part. And we're going to have a fantastic discussion. I'm not sure about what. I'm glad I'm not doing the Daily Show tomorrow because there's no news at all, is there? We've had the iPhone launch. Let's do a quick audio straw poll. If you enjoyed it, clap. And if you didn't, go boo. One, two, three. Boo! Ooh, 50-50. Right then. So what did we think overall? Generally good, generally bad?
Good.
I think slightly underwhelming might be one way to put it.
Diplomatic way.
Yeah.
So who expected an iPhone 5? Shout yay.
Yeah.
Sucker.
Disappointed in the extreme then at that point.
No, hang on a minute. What is an iPhone 5? I mean, had they produced that phone with a slightly different case, with all the features that are in it, and you know, the upgraded camera and everything, and called it an iPhone 5, would everyone be happy?
Yeah, stop.
Yeah, it probably would be.
Yeah, but
that's all the number.
Stock market says otherwise, mate. Stock market's down $20 at this point.
It'll bounce back.
No, I mean, the good point is that there's hardware upgrades there. 8 megapixel camera.
Yeah,
not too bad. It's got this IR filter on it, so that's going to mean that there's optical correction of images as opposed to post-processing, which has got to be a plus, surely.
Yeah.
We like optical. And then the, what was the other hard? The A5 chip. A5 chip's 1.2, you say?
I wasn't sure, as I was asking. We don't know what the spec.
1.2 gigahertz is the thought process, so someone's...
He's just one monopoly, it's all right.
That's either Tourette's or someone that's very happy. No. Deaf Tourette's. So, well, go on, you've just shaken your hands. Are you really happy about the A5 chip then? What's your name?
Chris.
Chris, tell us about the A5 chip.
The A5 chip has two cores. It has a integrated graphics processor, which is 7 times as fast as on the iPhone. I'm talking about the iPhone 4S versus the iPhone 4. It has a longer battery life, much longer. 8 hours talk time on 3G, 10 hours video. I don't remember anymore.
Well, I've got to say, dude, that's pretty impressive. So, are we talking about better games? We're talking about a lot of the iPad 2 games are going to be able to be transferred across now.
You asking me?
Yes.
I'm just excited if it has better battery life.
You damn near stole the microphone out of his hand. Don't you dare. What do you think?
I'm not a gamer, apart from Cut the Rope, but I think battery life would be great.
That means that the springy bit in Cut the Rope is going to go up so much quicker now.
Okay, I'm all for it then.
Yeah, and hone your skills. So, well, I mean, for you, as an iPhone 4 user?
Yes.
What's today's meant? Today's announcements meant?
I didn't hear them. I've only just arrived.
Right, so we need someone to fill in. We've got 7 times graphic. We've got a dual core processor. Owen, what have we got? Come on, cuddly toy.
Voice.
We've got voice integration.
Is it Cirrus?
Siri.
She's one of the ladies from the call centre in India.
Well, this is the thing. We watched the podcast over the streams that we couldn't get. So we watched the Engadget stream and the text stream come through. So we've not heard the voice yet. We've not heard how good it is, but we're really looking forward to seeing how good it is, etc. That's our amp. Let's kick it. Just give it a kick.
I thought it was a visit from the other side.
So, yeah. I can't wait to see how good that is, though, because I got the feeling they were trying to demonstrate it as much as possible to say, show me a restaurant close to me now, show me what's the weather like tomorrow. That's a really good demonstration of how it could really be that future app that we have always seen on the sci-fi, etc., that we've not had yet. So I'm hoping it's really that good.
They're talking about a guy there doing exercise, changing meetings, getting notified of a conflict verbally, and then changing it again the other way. That's got to be something special. And that's only coming with the A5 chip.
Yeah, it's only with the 4S.
Talking to the mic, dude.
I'm trying my best. Yeah, it's only coming with the 4S because it needs the extra processing power that the A5 chip gives. And they haven't mentioned if anything like this is going to be coming to the iPad, though, considering it has the same chip, so it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason that iPad 2 shouldn't be taking that, but there was not a mention at all.
That's a good point, but the hardware-wise, there wouldn't be any issue. Software is iOS 5, so fingers crossed.
Yeah, I think what you have to bear in mind as well, though, is it's... and people are always looking at Siri as voice recognition, but it's more than the voice recognition. It's the tying into the back-end systems that enable it to do both the local actions that you can instruct it to do, but also integration with web services. We saw some really neat demos with Wolfram Alpha. You know, that would be fantastic, because I use that a lot, you know, to work out percentages and things. And now just to talk into my phone to find out what a percentage of 400 is.
Don't the bank do that for you, Dom?
No, I have to work out myself. But, I mean, it's really impressive what they showed, but, of course, the proof of the pudding is in the hearing, so we'll see what it's like.
Because Siri was an existing application that Apple bought, but people could still use it if they'd had it installed on their phone. But I've just seen on Twitter that my US friends that use Siri, it's now stopped working. So Apple have just cut it.
Oh, so if you had Siri already installed, it no longer works?
No.
And it worked on the A4 processor?
Yes.
But now it's not working because it's not A5.
That's what I'm seeing.
Good grief. And someone's just farted round here.
What, in a pub where everyone's just had Thai curry, someone's farted? That's not good.
Was there anything that stood out for anyone apart from Siri that they thought, yeah, you know, this is... I mean, you said you're going to be the fanboy, mate.
Yeah, I'm always a fanboy, yeah.
Cards.
Apple has turned into Hobbycraft. My mother will be so happy. I mean, is that really the highlight of the day?
The Nano,
yeah.
20 new watch faces.
Oh, including Mickey Mouse. I was so gutted that I didn't think Mickey Mouse was coming, and then as soon as I tweeted it out, there he is.
My mum will love the card feature. That card feature alone will make my mum just spend tens and hundreds of pounds on sending cards, etc., across all the family.
She better give herself a good week lead time, because you're talking about like a week, I would have thought, if it's all got to come from the States at $5 a time.
Yeah, but imagine the trash I'm going to... No, sorry, the lovely photos I'm going to get through the door.
I mean, generally speaking, everyone seems to be fairly disappointed. Twitter's not particularly happy. The stock market doesn't appear at this point to be very happy. I mean, there's a lot of cheers in here, though, when it went up. I mean, what are the cheers for, really? I mean, are you saying that voice control and cards is the reason you're all happy?
You're forgetting the big item, though.
Which is?
What was it that happened and made the stock market jump?
Watches.
The watches. I had forgotten that, I have to say, Steve. Thank you.
How can you forget?
You mustn't forget, though, how successful the iPad 2 was, and that was only a fairly minor upgrade from the iPad 1.
Yeah, true.
I mean, you know...
But it had a curved back and it looked sexy.
But I think there's sometimes the minor upgrades are actually the surprises. Mm. I mean, the thing is that the jump from the 3GS to the 4 was, in a lot of ways, game-changing. I mean, the iPhone 4 is much more of a mini iPad. It's like a little computer in your pocket. And I know it's like, oh, no iPhone 5, no iPhone 5. But I think, particularly with Siri, that the iPhone 4S is actually, I think when people start using it, I think that they might notice a lot more than they're getting from the keynote today in the device.
I mean, traditionally September is... Sorry, who was speaking there?
I was just going to say, you've also got a large installed 3GS.
Neighbour, stop hopping the mic and get over there.
It's over there now.
Oh, hang on then.
I got a quick comment. I think you guys nailed it earlier. I think with all the new features, if this was
packaged up in a new form factor of a phone, I think the reaction would be completely different. Everyone would be, you know, jubilant about the announcement. I think the
fact you just need curve and shine.
Exactly, exactly. I think the fact that it's the same form factor, I think that's what's disappointed everyone. So
it's just kind of like all the rumours we've been hearing the last few months have said iPhone 5 is coming, it's got this feature, that feature, it's all singing, all dancing, and then just today it didn't turn up.
Yeah.
It's the screen thing, isn't it? We're missing the 4.5-inch screen that we're all promised.
Well, I'm going to come back to that, Dave, because there's a good point, I think, to be made there. What was yours?
The point I wanted to make was there's a very large 3GS install base who didn't upgrade to 4, like myself, waiting for this, so we'll go to 4S.
Yeah.
For us, it's as big a jump from 3GS to 4S as it was for people going from maybe 3 to 4.
Right. So instead of iPhone 4S, it should be iPhone tight.
Yeah, a few of us, yeah.
Okay.
But it seems to be more of an economic announcement than a technological one.
Yeah, I mean, is this kind of like just, it's a safe pass back, if you like, rather than trying to leap forwards when Steve's just changed and Tim's taking over?
In my mind, it's just enough to keep ahead of Android and also build slightly more of a new customer base. While we're in a down economy, you know, the raw material is going to be quite high. They don't have to change the design that much, so they're going to maximise their margins through the iOS 5 and not worry too much about, you know, some of the difficult design elements of the new case, etc.
So, I mean, going back to your point about 3GS and upgrading, based on the fact that there's every possibility of a 5 within another 12 months, are you seriously thinking about going up to 4S now?
My contract, 2-year contract, runs out in end of this year, early part of next year, so it's perfect timing for me.
There could be two different communities, two races of iPhone users, ones with whole numbers and ones with S editions. Which is the upper class, which is the lower class? Based on the fact I haven't got an S on mine.
Oh, well, see it. S could be the new snob.
So, Dave, you mentioned about the screen size.
Yeah, I mean, there's some fantastic Android phones out now, isn't there? The Galaxy 2S.
Beautiful.
Is it Incredible? Is it the HTC Incredible? And those screens look fantastic. And I think that's what the iPhone is missing now to make use of its real estate in a great way. I think it needs a bigger screen.
Yeah, but don't forget, I mean, and they actually made a point of this in the keynote, that we're sort of focusing in on the hardware now and the form factor and the specs. But a lot of it is to do with the actual software itself and the services, the back-end services. So, you know, iOS 5 will be quite a big improvement for people, you know, across the board, really. And you add in iCloud as well with the synchronization of documents sort of invisibly in the cloud. Those two pieces as well shouldn't be sort of, it needs all to be taken as part of a whole ecosystem rather than just, you know, the actual new phone itself.
I mean, a lot of the iCloud stuff we can't even see yet because there's things like the document syncing and stuff, and a lot of the app behind the scenes app syncing that we won't see until well into past October 12th.
I mean, did they miss a real opportunity, though, with the fact that they were going to upgrade the Touch, going to go to 64 gig, a bigger form factor would have made a better gaming experience, stick the A5 processors in it, maybe even throw in a 3G card as one of the rumours, so you've got online connectivity constantly. I mean, that would have been a killer blow, wouldn't it?
Yeah, don't forget the Amazon Fire came out last week. $199 for a 7-inch screen, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And that's going to take some money off Apple, and Apple hasn't really responded in a way all the stock market expected, I don't think.
I mean,
who's going to hold a fire up to your ear to make it fall?
It's not
that. There may be some disappointment that wasn't one more thing.
Go on.
To replicate, well, to kind of fill that gap, we have a BagelTech Mac one more thing.
Oh, hey.
It has just been announced, and I'll pass over to Tim Cook, who has just come direct from Cupertino. Tim?
He's reticent.
If only I was so rich. Right.
Wait 10 years, you might be.
On here it says, alongside all of today's other announcements, Apple also quietly debuted AppleCare Plus.
Now, does the plus relate to the care or the price?
So, AppleCare Plus for the iPhone, a new extended warranty program that also includes coverage for up to 2 incidents of accidental damage, with a $49 service fee. The new Apple Care Plus offering is valid for all iPhone models and is priced at $99. So I guess if you use it as a football twice, they'll cover it. But if you use it more,
one of my customers who she'll rename nameless, Paul King, has dropped his on his Richard III twice. So he'll be very happy at that move. Definitely.
I think that's bloody good.
$99.
Same price 50 as the
quid.
Old one. 69 pounds. So 50 quid, which conversion rate are you on?
If it covers water damage,
yeah,
that is really good.
Do you know your household insurance also covers water damage to your iPhone?
No.
Yes.
It does actually. I'm tempted to be a very good comment about an insurance company that gave me a brand new MacBook Pro because I water damaged my 2008 MacBook. They said we can't replace it. We'll give you a MacBook 2010, brand new. Oh. Excellent insurance company.
Good. What's the name?
Liverpool and Victoria.
Hey,
and they did not increase my policy the year after as well. Oh, so
but
really
don't forget
good
your what you call it, the first bit, your deductible will probably be more than
excess.
The Apple Care excess will be more than the Apple Care Plus.
Yeah.
Serious?
I'd have thought so. Mostly if you look at your home insurance, drop your iPhone, probably be 100 quid.
Yeah.
Home insurance is normally bad.
Yeah, but then
there's the cautionary access. Note. Please check your insurance before claiming. And make sure you read the small print. Yeah, absolutely.
What is quite disturbing is the number of my clients that have dropped their iPhones in the toilet.
Afterwards.
Well, that bit is unclear.
Well, it will be when you get it open, mate.
It seems... I thought it would be like a one in a million thing, but apparently it's reasonably common to drop your iPhone in the toilet.
Apparently, this is where I've got experience from a customer who's explained this to me, who's going to remain anonymous, Paul King. He's dropped his iPhone because he's been wearing earphones and has placed it on the system behind him, forgotten after... and then stood up and yanked it off the cistern and in. There we go.
That's at least you can fit it out with the earphones, though, can you?
There's a new idea.
Now, you know God hates you when the iPhone earphones just nip free. It's just at the point of impact with the water.
They didn't mention the new headphone jack, did they?
Is there?
Is it? Has it got one of those? That special headphone jack thing?
I don't think so.
No.
I think case is unchanged, I think, from what we saw, isn't it? So... not too bad.
The antenna thing we haven't spoken about. So there's now two antennas in the phone which switch automatically to give you the best reception. So even like dynamically while you're on a call, apparently without dropping it.
Will that work in the UK, those fast speeds? 14 megaseconds?
I guess so, as long as the carriers support it. Because it's still 3G, it's not 4G. Mm. It's just faster 3G. I think it's HSPA.
Mm.
So as long as the carriers support it, which
do they?
They would, I don't know.
But I'm going to say my MiFi goes onto HSPA, and the speeds are diabolical at times, depending on where you are.
Mm. I think what Apple is saying though is that it's not necessarily because of the network. They've done some stuff to the antenna system to make it take advantage of the speed. Hence why they're still calling it
3G. Is that just a fanboy speaking, or have they just moved the antenna because it was getting blocked all the time by your thumb?
I am just saying what they've said.
I am going to buy an iPhone 4S, I've just decided. They've just posted the technical specs, and the thing that sold it for me is 802.11n in the phone now.
Ooh.
So if you've got 802.11n network at home or whatever, that will make a big difference.
Apparently Bluetooth 4 as well, kind of connectivity.
Because they said about doing the... what's it? The syncing with your TV over the wireless. So maybe that's a feature of having N wireless.
Well, interesting tweet, and we've got experience on both sides of me here, that the Golden Master's been released for iOS 5, and both of these guys have tried to do a wireless upgrade, and so have two people on Twitter. Nothing. Not working at all.
Well, it's to be downloaded from the developer portal. I think there could potentially be some bigger changes, which mean you'd have to start again as opposed to looking at a beta.
Okay. I've got somebody else in the audience who would love to come forward and talk about the new camera in the iPhone.
Go ahead.
Go on.
Being an iPhone user, the most significant advance for me was the advancement of the camera, being the 8 megapixel. I have the 3GS, which only have a 3 megapixel, and being a photographer, it would be a huge advantage to have an 8 megapixel camera phone in my pocket. And I wouldn't go with any other phone, so a new iPhone with an 8 megapixel camera will be a huge advantage.
Have you used the iPhone 4 camera at 5 megapixels though?
Once or twice, which was my brother's.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see a step change between the 3GS at 3 megapixels and that at 4. But the question is really whether they can take what they receive and push it into more pixels. And if you're a photographer, you're on the same page as me. More pixels is not it. It really isn't.
Right.
It's about how much you're cramming into a space and how big that receptor is. And if the receptor's not receiving, you're wasting your time entirely.
That's right. So it'd be interesting over time to really test the new camera to its extremes and test the image quality.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we said there during the keynote was the iPhone 4 camera is extremely good in perfect conditions. If you've got good light dispersion, you're not shooting into sun, you're just shooting with the light, then you get very, very good results. But you don't...
It all depends on the low light conditions.
Yeah, I'm going to say, if you don't have to move a lot to get very kludgy responses. We start taking a picture in here and it starts to get very, very nasty very quickly. You then add the fact of things like the digital zoom on it and the digital zoom, oh my life. And at low light, you might as well draw it freehand.
They've ramped up the video as well, though, haven't they? 1080p now. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, I mean, 1080p. I mean, Dave, you excited?
Yeah, because I ditched a camcorder when I bought my iPhone 4 last year. Don't need a camcorder, don't need a good camera, use my iPhone 4. And I use iMovie, iPhoto to import them all into DVDs or whatever, and it works great. It's perfect for home movies, put it that way.
Well, now clearly they've had to go to 8 megapixels in their own minds to get the 1080 quality out of it, because at 5 they were only going at 720. They could have had enough, but it clearly wasn't a good enough sensor. With this one, now they've got the 1080p coming through, but the iPhone 4 was actually a very decent quality video, even in fairly poor conditions. Do they really need to go to 1080?
I don't know, but are we getting image stabilisation as well? I'm sure they mentioned that.
I think that is the major thing. The image stabilisation is going to be brilliant.
Well, I think the key part of that is the image stabilisation is active. So it's happening while you're shooting, which has never really been done before, I would have thought, in a camera. I'll stand corrected, gladly.
Not a phone, anyway.
Not a phone, no. I meant phone, not camera.
It's the digital and optical, right? Image stabilisation.
Who's talking? Sorry, I missed that.
Right,
sorry,
Dave.
No, this thing gives you no direction.
But it's the stabilisation that's digital, not optical, right? Or is it optical?
It will be digital. It will, and they'll need the dual core processor now to actually give you that grunt to actually do that image stabilisation on the fly.
Well, generally, what a lot of optical stabilisation is about is effectively virtually cropping the image. So then what it does is look at the centre, and if you move, it's got that little buffer zone to move the capture zone around.
Right.
So, I mean, if that's digital, that's fine, but if it's not zoomed in, it will be optical in inverted commas, certainly. Yeah. Which gives it a better chance. If you started zooming in and out, though, again, prepare for it to go pretty crappy pretty quickly, perhaps.
I mean, they made a point about showing the flicker chart as well. I don't have an iPhone. Do you upload full-res images on the iPhone at the moment? Or does it scale them down to go to flicker?
You can.
So, I mean, that's going to be a bit more data as well, if you're out.
Well, certainly on email, you get the choice of the quality to send. Do you get the quality on the Flickr app? Or does it do it?
You can do all the reses you want.
Anything you like. Okay. I've got to say, I don't know if this is a compliment to you guys, but the more we're talking about it, the more I'm kind of thinking maybe it wasn't so bad.
Well, this is it, isn't it? It's always
expectations.
Yeah, expectations are way high. And in some respects, Apple didn't do a very good job because, you know, they sometimes do make an effort to manage expectations. And it's been a month or two now whereby, you know, people have been saying there's going to be an iPhone 5 and a 4S. And they could have quite easily sort of nipped that in the bud, but they didn't, and they sort of let that carry on, which I think they could have probably handled it slightly better. Because they do have ways of making course corrections on expectations, but they decided not to this time.
Well, I mean, isn't this the key point, is the fact that we tend to exist on the rumours, and actually Apple haven't put a foot wrong. They've done everything right. Mm. They've kept quiet, and when stuff's here, they say, here's the stuff that's here. And we're the ones that's raised the expectation. All the rumour sites have raised the expectation, and we're the ones that have disappointed ourselves.
Yeah.
People like me.
It's your fault, you bastard.
I remember having a great day at the Bagel Tech Bash, and you should all come along at the Bagel Tech Bash.
July.
In my calendar.
No, it's the 6th. It's a Friday.
Oh, bugger the wrong day.
It's the 6th. It's a Friday. It's the actual birthday. Rather than cheating it like we did this year, it's the birthday.
Ewan's a very generous man and hosts a party on.
No, you're bringing your own beer this year, dude.
And at the event this year in July, I can't remember what site. I read rumours of the iPod Touch. Let's get the iPod Touch with a 3G chip in to like the iPad, but a bit smaller. And I thought that was a real goer, really, because then you got the 7-inch tablet market now. Let's kill the 7-inch tablet market by giving an iPod Touch, maybe a little bit of a bigger screen, and let's put a 3G chip in there. That would really kind of make it a real hard decision for the teenage kids buying a game machine. Which one do they go for?
Well,
it hasn't got 3G.
Given the mic, dude. No one heard.
Sorry, Chris, you were saying.
I think they said it was the current iPod Touch is the best-selling MP3 player and best-selling game player as well, didn't they say?
Yeah.
So if it's working.
Well, that was going to be my next question, because Apple in recent weeks has been very good at responding to the market. They've got a vast majority or a vast proportion of the laptop market. So clearly Lion was produced for the laptop market or the touchpad market. Have they got the market wrong in terms of portable gaming? Should they have gone to a larger touch with a 3G connectivity? And they've misplaced their ideals here. They really should have thought about going higher.
I would think that what we need to look is at the iPad 3. And if that's going to come out in March, I think the new time frame for March, you know, the spring announcements being an iPad, maybe an iPad 3, maybe with a Retina display. And then you can have an iPod Touch that also has a 3G chip. And those come out at the same time.
So let's do a quick straw poll here. In terms of portable media player, gaming experience, iPad-esque type experience, what's the form factor? What's the magic number on the form factor, Don?
I don't know. So you can game both on the iPad and the iPhone. It's down to portability and mobility, you know, whether or not you want to take something with you that you can just keep in your pocket. In which case the iPod Touch is fine. I think they probably could do with making the screen slightly larger on the iPod Touch and the iPhone eventually, which they probably will with the iPhone.
So are you saying 5 or 7?
I think 7's a bit too big. I'd say 5 for portability.
Anyone else? Who else has got to add?
I can't see them increasing the sizes for a while, just simply because of the existing ecosystem that's built around it now, all the accessories, the docks and such that Apple want to keep encouraging, that by changing the screen size to something like 5 or 7, which would definitely need a new form factor, they would be putting a lot of people's noses out of joint.
I mean, one of the points that was made on The Big Show, and if you don't listen to The Big Show, you should, it's Thursday nights, was made by James Hart, and he said that he was talking about the production values on increases in flat panels. And he was saying that, you know, going from a 7 to a 10 is actually an enormous post-production cost, and your end user price is then going to really suffer as a result. So going from 3.4, 4.3, whatever is at the current moment, to 5 is huge leap in terms of production cost. Would you keep the price the same? From 5 to 7, same question, would you keep the price the same? And then from 7 to 10 with the iPod Touch and increased resolution, there's an enormous step again from that.
I think Apple will have, if they had a dartboard in their strategic room, they would have 5 inch, 4.5 inch screen on the kind of the bullseye. I think they need to move to that quickly to stop the 7-inch idea.
I mean, one of the things that kind of three or four of us were talking earlier on was the ideal that if you had an iPod Touch at 64 gig with a 5-inch screen, would you like it? And my response was yes, because I'd buy a Samsung Galaxy S then for a phone. I'd buy a better phone than the iPhone currently is. So, whoa. I mean, how else is...
What, are you trying to say... On what grounds, Ewan, is the Galaxy S2 better than an iPhone? Like, what grounds do you have?
An iPhone 4S.
It doesn't.
Or a 4S.
It receives calls really well.
I don't know what trouble do you really have?
Can
do,
I just.
Do you have issues?
You'd have no friends.
Well, can I be
dude, based on the fact you're about 8 stone wet through, you picked the wrong friggin' seat. You should have left over there.
I drive around the Cotswolds with mine every day.
This pub recording is in the London Mac user group. How many people here have got iPhones? Okay, so hands are up. It's like
question really a point in asking that question.
87. No, there's a
just remember the energy you wasted in raising your hand there.
Who hasn't?
David Bracey.
Now there's the point. What have you got?
A Sony Ericsson X10 Mini because I like small phones.
And do you know what? You should have stuck with the Nokia 3310, mate. Far better.
Something that fits in my pocket.
It's wide. Look at it.
But it's small. It's like if you put it in your pocket, you've got less chance of like sitting on that and cracking it.
Dude, he's got half a dozen condoms in there as well.
I just wanted to ask though, what were the new features of the iPod Touch apart from the white version?
64 gig.
That's it.
Okay, there we did it.
Is there,
so it's
always been
64 gig. It's always been.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, yes. Yes, you are right. It's always been.
Considering that today was historically the iPod event, you're talking Mickey Mouse faces on the Nano and 64 gig on the shuffle in white. That was it.
And they canned the classic
watches. And they
canned. Well, we don't know because they didn't mention it last year either. So it might still be there. We don't know until it's
in the back of the shop.
Okay, we've got some prices as well, haven't we, Paul? The iPod Classic is still shown, and the iPod Classic is $199.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
And the iPod Touch is. And the iPod Touch is.
I'm just reloading at the speed of 3G.
I think it's 163 or one.
The iPod Classic from 169.
It's gone down. Yeah.
169.
Yeah.
Get it while it's hot.
30 quid off, I think.
iPod Nano from 115.
115 for an iPod Nano. And the iPod Shuffle still 30 quid or so.
£40.
But iPod Shuffle is brilliant.
Can we complete your survey, though, please, Mr. Neighbour? We've established that 99% of the people in this room, not that there's 100, have got an iPhone 4. How many of you people that have got iPhone 4, full stop, sorry, if they had an iPod Touch with 3G connectivity included at 5 inches, would have bought another phone?
No.
It's a backup phone.
No, oh. just so
the listeners understand, zero hands are in the air.
So, no, zero hands. So what we're saying is that, I mean, I've always seen apps as being like lenses on cameras. You go Canon, you go Nikon, and you're trapped by the fact you bought 20 grand's worth of lenses. And here's a man who's trapped thoroughly. Now, I'd love to go to Nikon, but I can't. I would love to go to another phone, but the thing that stops me is the fact that I've got X hundred pounds worth of crappy apps, including iFart, that I just don't want to walk away from that easily. And would I walk away from it for another phone? Yes, but I want the platform to use those apps. Because I like those apps.
But that's the whole Apple experience.
What, having a crap phone but good apps?
No, what we're saying, the whole Apple experience is that you have everything that works together. You've got your iPhone, you've got your iPad, you've got your laptop, you've got your iTunes, you've got everything else that comes with it. And it all works together. Whereas if you have a Samsung phone, you have a HP Dell or a Dell laptop, you have a Kindle reader, you need different amounts of kit for each one.
You're copying your contact, you're doing document interchange.
The iPhone is
going to need bigger pockets and more pockets.
The iPhone.
As they said, you've now got the best camera and best video camera in the world in your phone. What would you want more for?
The best phone I've ever owned is the iPhone 4. Full stop. And I've tried them all.
I need directions on this. Someone's speaking to me.
But in response to you, like, you could say, like, the Android system is pretty much like Micro Four Thirds in a way. That you can keep your apps, you can keep your contacts, and all sync across and just change your device whenever you want. If you want a bigger phone, get a bigger phone. If you want a keyboard, get a keyboard.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I pride myself on is the fact that if Apple do something great, I'll say it. And if they do something bad, I'll equally say it. I'm not blind to what Apple is. It's a corporation that makes money out of my pocket. If there is something better out there, I will sit and go, I might take that. And at the moment, Android has got an awful lot to offer over and above Apple in terms of just being a basic iPhone and having all the applications as well as. And then if I can say, right, all of my iPhone stuff that I really like and value can be stuck on an iPod Touch that's a really good gaming experience as well as, and then I can get the secondary on the platform and have a great phone as well, I get the best of both worlds, surely.
You're still lumping around 2 bits of kit?
No, because actually the thing is, most of what I use my iPhone for is playing podcasts in my car or playing audiobooks. I can do all of that via Android. He can do all of that with the Sony Ericsson POS.
Things.
But given on reflection, you can agree that the iPhone 4S is probably a good piece of kit. And, you know, it's a nice upgrade. It's a solid thing. And there's some other stuff going on in the things that is there not the missing element that has caused a lot of the underwhelming feeling in the podcast? Is this not one missing element, which is a reality distortion field? That if that was up there on the stage, people would have come back and gone, that's a bloody awesome phone. That is gorgeous. That rocks. That does this, this, and this. And Tim Cook steps up and says, it does this, this, and this. And the world goes, yeah, we're not happy with that. And has to reflect back on, you know, and they don't get the emotional punch that it's a fantastic
device. No, I don't think so, to be honest, because there have been keynotes, again, where expectations have been blown out the water when Steve's delivered them, and, you know, you come away feeling a bit deflated and, you know, things haven't lived up to expectation. So I think that's just coincidental, the fact that it's the first one that Tim Cook actually did. But, it would have been better if it was a blockbuster one that he'd actually done.
Yeah, maybe if he'd had a bit more to give out.
But I don't think it reflects badly on... I mean, we still get to see the video because we're only just going on, you know, what we've actually read on the blogs, etc.
Yeah.
So, but no, I don't think so, because I've been underwhelmed by many a Steve Keynote in the past as well, so...
Maybe he just wipes those from our minds.
Yeah.
he reaches in and he pulls the bad ones out.
I mean, I remember being underwhelmed by the original iPad. I mean, I looked at the pictures and thought, that does not look attractive.
How can you? Hang on a minute.
I was. And then when I watched the video, I then started to see, oh, actually, do you know what? There could be something in this. But it did just look like a big iPod Touch of a massively large bezel.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand until I saw the video about why the bezel was the size it was, so that you could hold it, and so I could see the way that things were working. And I appreciate that Don agrees with me.
Yeah, no, and I actually thought that the UI for the iPad wasn't ready in time for its release, because how on earth could they actually put that horrible looking, you know, GUI on the iPad?
Hang on a minute, I am caught here between two people. Number one, Steve took to the stage, you already had your credit card at your wallet, McAllister, so don't even think about coming back. And Skinny Boy over here, you've just looked at today's keynote and thought that was better than the launch of the iPad. The game, I mean, that was a... Hands up, who thought that was a game-changing device?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, not as many as I thought.
But who thought, when they were watching the similar situation as we've just watched it, that it was a game-changing device? Because we are now at a point where we just watched the text feeds.
Mm-hmm.
We've not seen the video of
exactly.
What's she called?
Siri. I was also going to put that, because I mainly use my iPhone for talking to friends, the new Messenger, which is on
are
the
you
iPhone,
talking about as a phone or as a phone, text?
As
or?
A text, and like, I think BlackBerry's work because they have BBM.
Yeah.
That's what young people go for. If iPhone are now introducing their Messenger, that may start to drag people away from BlackBerry, and it may also make iPhones more teenager friendly.
I mean, RIM as a credible competitor to Apple have effectively soiled their knickers in the last 2 weeks. I mean, they really have lost it entirely. I mean, the playbook is they can't sell them for love nor money. It doesn't do email. It really has. They've really sold a real bad play with HP jumping out the market for tabs with a really credible competition for the iPad as well as. I think there's some serious issues in competition terms for Apple, so I think you're on the money there, definitely.
Point about you were saying about the people are disappointed not having a bigger screen, but you also got to bear in mind that Apple don't want to have replaceable batteries. So a bigger screen means a bigger draw. And if you're on the iPhone all day doing various different things with that big screen running away, you're going to use up the battery even quicker. And one of the big complaints that they had originally with the iPhone was battery life. So I think they very carefully had to manage how much they can keep giving us all these different things and still make a phone that lasts during the day.
But is there not a real distinction between the iPhone and the iPod Touch? See, an iPod Touch is a gaming device with a bigger screen and a shorter battery life and a bigger requirement for static electric charging is going to be very much different from a phone because the phone is purely mobile.
Yeah, but when you're tucked into 3G networks, the power draw is immense. If you look at an iPad that's connected to 3G, it doesn't last anywhere near as long as one that's not.
Yeah, and don't forget that they can't get the iPod Touch and the iPhone out of step because they use the same app library, they use the same applications, so they have the same form factor, the same screen dimensions. But it's typical Apple, isn't it? I mean, you know, other manufacturers are going towards a bigger screen, but Apple say, no, you don't need a bigger screen. You know, stick with this smaller screen for now until the technology catches up or we have new technology that makes it less power hungry, and then we'll give it to you. You know, they just don't follow the market. They create the market, really, and show you what they think you should have.
I'm just chuffed we've got cards.
Talk us through cards then, Steve.
My mum. I bought her, the family bought her an iPad 2 last Christmas. She loves it. Now knows what Facebook is. Easy. Great. Goes on there. And I can't wait to get my cards coming through with photos of her doing murder mysteries that she's invented at the golf club and all the rest of it. That's what happens. And I think so. They've made millions releasing that tonight. It's brilliant. I love cards.
Your mother commits murders at the local golf club. Is this like a Expecta Linley thing?
Yeah.
No one's mentioned Family Finder, have they?
Or
the stalker app.
Errant husband finder.
Yes.
No, but you see, your suggestion was clearly crap because everyone's still got a finder apparently now.
My suggestion was an iPod Touch with 3G.
No, your suggestion
back
was
in July.
You wanted to talk about cars just now and Dave's pulled us back to sanity.
Yes.
Find my friends, mate. Talk us through it.
Yeah, neat little app, isn't it? It looks like if you're out at Disneyland with your family and they've each got an iPhone, because they will have, won't they? there'll be a little map with a little dot on it where little Freddy is, so you'll keep an eye on him. Not bad, it has got its uses. I'm not sure how many times a week you'd use it.
Are you talking about injecting RFID chips into your children here or something?
I've done that already.
Are you talking about little Freddy's got an iPhone?
No, little Freddy should have an iPhone if you want that to work, but I'm not sure how many little Freddy's will. But maybe Mrs. Freddy might have an iPhone and that will work and better keep an eye on her.
Mr. Freddy will have to leave his phone in the office when he goes to the pub. Otherwise,
that's why you need your iPhone Touch because you're going to have to leave the phone in the office. When you're going up to see
Ewan, to someone else has come up to me and said, hello, how can we help you?
Right, I wanted to talk about Don's point about the iPhone and the iPod Touch, which needs to be in sync in terms of screen size. Now, I think iPhone has a higher res than iPod does, which means iPod, if it has a larger screen, still can cope up with the apps that are made specifically for the iPhone platform, which is 3.5 inches, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So even if you have a larger screen for an iPod, which is an ideal situation, would be good. But having said that, I'm not very sure whether my girlfriend would be happy to carry a 5-inch iPod Touch. And I think Apple is also aware that it's not only us geeks or gamers who are interested in carrying an iPod Touch. It's also girls or teenagers who would want a smaller form factor, which ideally 3.5 is a good form factor. But I would still think a 4 inches is somewhere in between, which is not too large, but also not as small as a 3.5 or maybe 4.5 would be a good form factor for a market which suits both us as well as, you know, the fairer sex, so to say. And I would like to hear your thoughts on it.
How big is your girlfriend's purse?
Oh, it's large enough.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's my point. My wife's purse would cope with three or four iPads quite comfortably.
No, you're right, though. I mean, they have buses that would carry your MacBook, but that doesn't mean they would carry MacBooks with them, isn't it? The problem is, I have taken her to a phone shop. Every time she touches anything that is Android, she doesn't like it because it's too large and it's just too difficult for her hands or to manage that phone, right?
Yeah.
She would like something which is smaller, and iPhone is her choice of platform, not because of the experience, but because maybe it's very trendy and also is a smartphone which is exactly the spec or the size that she would prefer to, you know, deal with. Again, going back to an iPod Touch, to my point, why it should be a bit bigger in size, maybe not 5, but maybe 4 or 4.5, is because, mind you, Sony Ericsson is coming up with an Android-based gaming platform. And in this keynote, I haven't heard anything at all about, you know, upping their game in terms of gaming. It's still 3.5, and I would have expected them to be better prepared for the new platform, which is maybe being launched by Sony Ericsson, backed by Android.
Well, the A5 processor has got seven times more powerful GPU to cope with more advanced games.
Is it for the iPod Touch as well?
That's a very good point. No, it's not.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, you made a good point.
We had Tim Cook earlier, and now we got Phil Schiller. Hello, Phil.
Who's it all the pies? Who's it all the pies? Go on, sorry.
With the one more Elmer thing. And the one more Elmer thing is...
apparently, the iPhone 4S has got Bluetooth 4.
An upgraded Bluetooth for the 4S. What do we think about it, everyone?
Don't know.
Come on.
What's the good thing with Bluetooth 4? What is it?
Phil doesn't know.
Does anyone use Bluetooth apart from headsets and transferring files?
The car. The car.
Hey, we're just providing Jam news box. Over here.
Jambox.
Fantastic. Bluetooth keyboard from your laptop to your phone and iPad.
Oh, yeah.
Has,
yeah.
Good pick. Yeah.
As per the pick last week, John.
Yeah. Rocking. Perhaps Bluetooth 4 means that your computer and your thing can be more than 6 inches apart.
My computer and my thing are always more than 6 inches apart.
Yeah. Feel sorry for you.
My computer and my thing are rarely more than 6 inches apart.
What about cards then? Steve, go on, you want to tell us about cards?
I love cards.
No.
My mum will love cards. You know what? Mother.
Have they lowered their expectations?
The thing I'm...
like the companies that want to take on, they're going to take on Moonpig now rather than Samsung.
Thing I'm maybe a little bit disappointed about that wasn't detailed in terms of what will happen is for me gallery, because I have lots of photos on gallery because I went with Apple to store my photos. So I thought it was trustworthy, it would always be there, and now I've got a few thousand photos up there now. I'm not sure how I'm gonna deal with them being accessible by all the people that would like to see them. So I'd like to see some solution for that.
I'm sure
it will come.
PhotoStream replaces that.
A thousand photos
there. And
you are
able to share with PhotoStream.
It's not many photos.
A thousand photos, I believe.
Yeah, good point.
Stores all of them. It'll just show the last thousand you've got.
Does it store my 16,000 photos then? Yeah.
If you want, you can buy a bigger...
So I can't put them all on the cloud.
They said release prices.
Dude, what on earth are you doing putting 16,000 photos on the cloud?
Backup.
Well, no, that's backup, not backup, the way you're backup. Talking. No, that's not the way you're talking. You're not talking about the fact that you've got 5 copies of these or 3 copies of these, 2 on separate media, 1 in a separate location, which is the cloud. You're talking like everything that you've got is on the cloud.
Yeah. Backup.
Oh dear. You've got 1 copy downstairs and 1 copy cloud stairs.
I've got the time machine. I've got my hard drive in the MacBook Pro. I've also got all of them on iCloud or MobileMe.
You'd be fine then. Why are you worried?
Because MobileMe has just turned around and said, well, they're closing gallery and therefore they won't be stored there.
But you have them all.
Unless you're
You have them all, do you, on a hard drive?
Yeah.
Well, then just upload them to PhotoStream.
I want them up in the cloud somewhere.
Yeah, photo stream. we'll do you a job.
Okay. I'm just disappointed that Apple haven't seen that need to put them in the cloud. They've got that huge, big data storage thing. Why not?
You can buy 100 gig, can't you?
They actually bought it just for your photos, by the sounds, mate.
And what's going to happen to all our websites?
They're going.
Our websites.
Oh, as in iWeb. Have you got an iWeb website?
What I would suggest is that you get a domain name from uk2.net, right?
Yeah.
Off my website, preferably.
Did you use the voucher?
Use both codes.
Make sure you use the offer code BAGELTECH to get 15% off, or if you transfer in DNS, BAGEL DNS, and that'll get you the £15 off for the DNS management charge.
And it does, you know.
It does.
is that for the web hosting?
Not that you would know, Andrew, you useless git. But then all you do is use the FTP in iWeb and FTP it to whatever the domain name is.
Yeah, you're not locked into Apple with iWeb. You can host the website wherever you want.
So if you go into the top left corner and you pull down the website, the world image that shows up first, that'll give you the ability to select FTP upload. And then you can put in public_HTML and that kind of stuff that'll get you just to upload it. If you don't want to do that, then get yourself something like SEO Web Tool or SEO Tool, and that'll let you publish out to a separate folder on your Mac. Then you can SEO the information so you can put keywords and metadata in, and then that will do the upload for you through FTP as well as.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
I have a theory. I have a theory on why that Mr. Will didn't show up. Mr. British Mac.
He was worried that it was going to be an Apple TV and Carl would take his $20.
Similar line. Last time we were sat here, that bugger took £10 of my money saying it would be on some certain day that he had no idea that it was going to be. And he was wrong. And he didn't want to give me the £10. And that's why he didn't show.
Having said that, he did pay for the taxi back to your house.
Yeah, but he put it
Now, actually, there is an interesting point here, because Don McAllister did guarantee that at the next live event, he would do an impression of Will Green.
I've already done a Liverpool impression. I'm not doing it.
All right, that's a nice one.
I'll carry on working on it. I'm not like Will. Will's his pants, you know, impression of me. I really want to get it honed to a T, so it, when I do my Will Green impression, you actually think it's Will sitting here.
There's a strong smell of bullshit around me. Someone's fighting him. So overall, based on the fact that we've talked about it now for an hour, are we happy or are we sad at the Apple keynote? Anyone change their mind?
I'm happier now.
Who's going to buy an iPhone 4S then?
Hands up, who wants an iPhone 4S?
How much is it going?
Are we still doing that?
499 SIM free. 16 gig.
499, 16 gig SIM free.
Same price as
that's
the
that's impressive, Ewan, because at the beginning of the evening.
That was about 40%.
40%. At the beginning of the evening, it was about 10% put their hands up if they would want a 4S if it was announced without a 5. So marketing works. There's more people.
It's got there. More spec than we thought it was going to be.
Prices from £499.
Yeah. SIM free, same price as the old one.
Same price as the old one then.
No, it's always been £499.
The old one was similar price.
And £599 for the 32, was it?
Yeah.
And the 3GS is available at
£319.
£319 to buy.
SIM free.
For SIM free.
What's it on eBay now? It must be.
About that.
And an 8GB
for
£429.
The Riots.
I've got two of those.
So we're all happy.
Happier.
We always want more, and now what we can do next week is start talking about the iPhone 5.
Yay! Yeah.
What's going to be, this is a good point actually, what's going to be Monday's big rumour?